them.
It's getting hot down here,
right?
Yo! What's up? Hey! We're here. We are live. Listen to some Blinded by Rage.
All right. We can shut that off, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I don't like it. I liked it.
You did? Thank you. That's my band. It's a good way to say it. We are here. We are live. This is our first show. We're super excited. I'm super nervous. Trevor's not helping at all. He's like, just before we start, he's like, I'm sweating, I'm nervous. So he takes his hoodie off. Now I'm shaking. Everything's so scary. Even though I've been live 1,000 times, it's different because it's a controlled setting, right? I'm sitting here. I don't have the phone in my hand. I feel empty. Oh, but look, I have a Red Bull. Oh, that's where you fill in the... There was pause. I apologize.
There was pause. I was listening to you slurp.
Yeah. Oh, don't listen to me slurp. What up, Joe? How are you, sir? We are here. This is our first TV show. I hope you guys understand that it's a process. We're learning. I'm also recording the podcast, so this will be available on the podcast as well for those who can't watch the video or don't know what's happening because RCEC Media isn't as popular as my personal account, which is totally fine. I don't mind. So, how you been, Trev?
Good.
Yeah?
Yep. Cold.
Cold?
Well, not right now.
I mean, it's been cold around here in Vermont. We got, what is it, -2 right now? Or no, -6 last I looked with
It was like -7, -8 on the way out.
With a -48 wind chill factor. Super awesome.
It's cold.
We're old. We're old. We talk about the weather. That's what happens.
We both like cold weather, and it's cold.
We both like cold weather, and when we say it's cold, yeah, no, it's cold. We're super excited. So, Trev is our special guest. So, he's brought in a couple of his builds today. One of his builds are the 48-hour challenge 8x8. And what is the other one? A Division 3-ish? Or what do you...
2-3-ish.
2-3-ish, depending on what I allow.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to jump right into Trevor's trucks. Trev, go ahead and get your USC build first.
USC.
This thing's amazing, you guys. I don't know if you've been watching Trev build this with the pitchers. Oh, yeah, look at this. Oh, look at this thing, dude. Oh, my gosh. The phone is set there, so you're not going to get us to move it around. So I will move the truck around. Look at this thing, you guys. Got the super number one pit bull tires. Who's built that plow for you?
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry built that plow. Look at that. What wheels are those?
Those are RC four-wheel drive. I don't know because they came with the axles.
Oh, they came with the axles. Yes. Oh, that's right. You got here. I'll turn it around this way.
Blackwell axles.
Blackwell axles.
They're Militants, I think. 1.9 military type.
Nice wheels. Nice. Tell us more about this is scratch home built, right?
Yes. You built this? I made that out of styrene.
Styrene?
I ordered a bunch because of my other builds and I decided I wanted to start doing it.
Okay.
So I just kind of started making it.
Nice. What else did you make? I mean, it looks a lot custom. This thing right here?
Yeah, the back thing.
The back, the head bar, is that what they call it?
Probably gonna throw some tools in there.
Some tools in here? That's a good call.
At some point, maybe a spare tire.
Yeah.
We got the bed from 873SS, John Sullivan.
John Sullivan built that. Shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking appearance.
It's running, what is it, JCM Cross Canyon chassis.
Oh, it's a Cross Canyon chassis.
Yes.
Very nice.
I had to do that because I had to get the dip down.
Yep.
Because this body, the one thing that's bad about it is there's room for nothing.
There's room for nothing, no. Yep.
So... I got that, and that's got an R2 transmission, which I haven't tested yet, so I don't know how that's going to go.
Do the doors open?
Doors do open.
Oh, let's check that out. Check out that interior, guys, as I break his door.
No, you won't break it.
I won't break it?
No.
There you go. Let me get that over there for you. Got an interior. It's got a door panel.
Full interior.
Trev, you did phenomenal on this build so far. Tell us about the body. Where'd you get the body from? The
body's, King Kong RC.
Okay.
Off eBay.
Comes from
China.
Yep, China body.
These actually open up, too.
Oh, yeah? Does it reveal anything?
There won't be
nothing yet. It's empty.
It's pretty empty.
It's a Dodge, so.
I would like to have a scale motor up there, but I just don't think I have the room. Mm. So that's probably where the battery's going to go.
Oh, yep. Battery compartment.
Because the servo's on this side, so it takes up.
Oh, that's cool.
A bunch of room.
Yeah. Love how this thing opens up, man.
So I may be able to still squeeze something in there. But maybe if I run a smaller battery. Yeah. It's really not going to be a trail.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not going to be out on big, long trail rides.
So, yeah. Then we got some power shift light pods.
Yeah, check those out. Those power shift pods right there. Somewhere, there we go. Boom, boom. Those are bright.
They are.
Bright on purpose.
There's going to be a lot more power shift lights on here.
Yep.
Been talking to Baskins about getting strobes.
Strobes?
Strobes. All right. Yeah, strobes.
All right. You're going to put lights on the
roof
rack?
I think so.
Really?
We're going to get plow lights.
Oh, plow lights. All right.
I don't think I can get small enough for that body to make it look right.
I don't know. I bet you Baskins could.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Baskins is amazing or anything, but he could probably do that.
He might be able to do that.
Yeah. Would look good.
It would look good.
Have some orange marker lights up there. So what are you running? Revolver shackles under there?
Yeah, they got T-boxes and shooter shackles.
Okay.
Why
do you think you need that much flex?
I don't. Okay. I bought a truck from Chad Lemire.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember that. The big mega truck thing.
Yeah, they had the Tamiya F-350 body on it. I don't like those bodies because they're so small.
Yes.
Compared to everything else.
And plus they're Ford, so.
Well, yeah. But I love Ford, so. So, yeah, and I don't know, I found the body, and then it all started to take shape, and then I'm like, I want this to be a plow truck.
So yeah.
I got the plow.
The question is, are you going to run the plow in the Ultimate Scale Challenge?
No.
Come on! It'll be awesome!
I have a bumper that goes on the front.
All right.
Because it's going to actually get pushed out, because there's going to be a scale winch here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to push this whole mount out.
Yep.
But then I'm starting to play with linear actuators.
Linear actuators.
So, it's like a lift piston.
Okay.
Instead of having a servo, winch with a cable.
Okay.
So, I'm actually going to get two more of those for the side.
The side plows that push it in and out.
Yep.
That's cool. Let me see if I can't move the TV just, or the thing a little bit more. There we go. That's actually better. There you go.
So, yeah, right now this is kind of in a resting state as I figure out all the electronics. Gotta do something for front shocks.
Yeah, because it. Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, that's right. That's why it's drooping so much. Yeah. There's no shocks. All right.
Yeah. And yeah, then after testing, maybe. I think probably I'll lose the shooters, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They might. I don't know.
I mean, it's
hitting. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, but what plow truck needs this much flex for crying out loud?
So yeah.
Come on. What up, Peter?
The other thing I did is I opened up the wheel wells.
Opened up the. I did know you were doing that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Patched it back in with styrene to keep the molding.
Yep. Keep the form. Yep. It looks really, really good.
Made the steps.
You did make these steps right here. Now, is that how you bolt the body on? Is this connected to the steps?
Nope. The body is one bolt back here.
One bolt?
One art.
So, yeah. This comes off?
This comes off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is all attached, so if I turn it upside down, nothing? All right.
Yeah, you're good.
So you guys can see the bottom of it, because I know you really want to see what's under it. How he has it all set up. So there you go. Now, where's that bolt you were talking about holding the body on?
Right there.
Okay, I see it now. Now, you built a little U-brace. Is that what it's sitting on?
Yes.
Is this a channel brace right here?
Okay. It's just aluminum bent.
Okay.
And I really want to change the transmission over, but...
I'm not a fan of these, man. They break really easy.
Do they?
Yeah. But for what you're doing, honestly, no. Actually, leave it right in there, because I'm putting mine in my D1 truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're so slow. And they get you such a great scale speed, but they don't handle big power a lot of the times. So if you're trying to ask it to climb a mountain under, you know, the weight of this, it might give up. The gears are thin, that's why. So.
Yeah, my issue is I needed something down here.
Yeah, to get out of the way of this.
Get out of the way of everything up front and in there. Because it did have a disruptor transmission.
Yes.
But it was really slow. Mm. But it just wouldn't work in here.
Okay.
So.
That's awesome. So this is Trevor Patch's division
2-3
build. We'll Yeah, it's looking D3 so far.
Yeah, I was thinking of putting
some, might have to put some mud flaps
yeah.
over it. Yeah, to cover those tires up. Trev, this is phenomenal. I love it. Do you have a name for it yet?
I don't have a name for it yet.
All right, well, we won't push it. So this next build Trev's going to show us. Yeah, we better clear out everything. This is Trevor's dream truck that he's been trying to build for the 48-hour challenge for quite some time. So now he has been building it, and he brought it here. This is a gigantic, gigantic 8x8. So, yeah, bring that Leviathan-type thing over here. Look at this thing, you guys! This is ridiculous! Holy crap!
So this is my ultimate trail recovery vehicle.
Ultimate, dude? This is disgusting. Look at this. Look. No, I'm not flipping you off. Sorry. Look at the AR-60s under this thing. Oh, my gosh. All right.
I think it's like 32, 34 inches long.
32 or 34 inches long. All right. Tell us a little bit about it. What do you got going on here?
All right. Well, to start off with, is this going to be a fully functional rollback? So I have John Sullivan making me another bed for this.
Frickin' Sullivan.
So, and then I'm going to use the linear actuators.
Linear actuators,
yeah. Lift it up.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, you guys.
And then I'm thinking probably it's some kind of a screw servo.
Look at that.
To bring the bed back. Because one, the linear actuators I get, I can only get with a 7.5-inch stroke.
Okay.
So,
and it only goes so far.
Yeah, so it would end up being like this.
All right.
So I'm thinking I might have to do this some kind of servo with a bolt screw type setup.
So what is, the chassis made of?
You know, it just the chassis looks like is plates. Quarter by one aluminum.
Quarter by one aluminum.
Yep.
Wow.
And then I took a AX10 cradle.
Yep.
I cut the top part off.
Cut the top, yep.
Point on the wrong side.
That's all right. I'm helping you out.
I'll have a JCM transfer case down here.
Oh, okay. For this to go down.
Yep.
All right.
I'll end up mirroring the transmission to the outputs on this side.
All right.
And then I used the top part of the AX10.
Yes.
And I flipped them.
To run the shocks.
To run. Oh, back here.
Yep.
To hook the rear links to.
And the shocks
lower
up here?
Lower links.
Or the lower links. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, those are some dramatic angles. What shocks are these?
Those are Revo 1/10 scale.
Revo 1/10 scale shocks on that, you guys. I don't know. See if I can give you the ass end picture of that. There's that. The Revo 1/10 shocks. Those are the stock springs on back, I assume?
Stock springs on the back.
All right. Now,
there's going to be a lot of playing around trying to get it right. Because I would like it a little bit lower, but I'm going to need a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have a full SCX-10 on.
Yeah, you're going to need the support for sure.
So, but then you got to play with the flex a little bit, too. I don't want too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want too much flex.
Actually.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea, limiting. I'll put a little limiter inside the
problem. The problem with the rear drive shaft is when it falls apart.
Falls apart. Pulls it apart.
Too much flex.
Too much flex. One of the awesome parts is the scale. 1/5 scale shred the ledge winch right there. I don't know if you guys know that PowerShift RCs makes our shred the ledge winches in 1/5 scale, but they do. This is, holy Batman, this thing is huge. And it's heavy. Do you know how much it weighs already?
No, I haven't weighed it yet.
This thing is going to, if you get hit with this, it's going to destroy whatever. No, I was talking about your cars.
Oh.
So do you know what you're going to run for a body yet?
It's going to be all scratch built.
Scratch built? You're going to build it?
Yep.
Nice. What are you trying to build it as?
Like a spin tire, Hemet type military 8x8 theme. I'm probably going to do it mainly in styrene panels.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have like all the low stuff 3D printed so I don't have to deal with it.
Yep.
Because it's actually going to be a two-piece. The front with the drivers and stuff, is going to stay put.
Okay.
This one's going to come off.
Yeah.
This is where all my electronics are going to go.
All right.
It's just going to be a crap ton of electronics.
Crap ton. Yeah. You're going to need all the channel in here to bury your electronics in, right?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to be a big plate back here.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to need all... There'll be a fifth scale winch up here, fifth scale winch back here.
Oh, you're putting two in this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then the controllers for the actuators... all my lights, which I haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once I get it going, I'm hoping to have it
testable
this winter.
Runnable.
So, yeah, then I can kind of check on flex, play with spring rates, play with all that stuff.
Dude, this is insane, you guys. Trevor Patch in his 8x8, no name for it yet, obviously. No, he hasn't named anything yet. But check this wheel action right here. Oh, what's going on here, Trev? That's weird. I thought they were supposed to go together.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice... Oh, I'm breaking stuff. Let's put it down before I break some more stuff. Yo, Trev, congratulations. These are beautiful. That truck is phenomenal. I can't wait to see that. I know this is going to be a beast. Super pumped. Super pumped.
Might even see some action at the Hillpoint.
Shut up.
Why not? Give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go. Very cool. All right, take this thing off my super number one desk that I paint everything on out in the shop. So, guys, that's Trevor Patch and his two builds. Phenomenal work. Hats off to you, bro. Can't wait to see those things. I want nice stuff like that. That's why I have Jonathan Baskins build me some.
You can do it. All I have is a kitchen table and a Dremel and a hacksaw.
I just don't have the time or the effort or the energy or any of that other stuff. No, I will once this thing is healed up and I can actually turn a wrench without it killing me. 48-hour challenge. You are definitely doing it again. We put the call out to the West Coast or anybody beyond the East Coast that wants to come play with us. Two guys from Michigan have answered the call.
Yeah.
Yep. That's Joe and Brian. They're coming from Michigan, so awesome. Can't wait to see you guys. Expedition-style builds, guys, is what we're going for. So keep that in mind when you're building your truck. But it doesn't matter. You can show up with the Traxxas, slash, and we're still going to let you run because it's not about the RCs. It's about the cost. Yeah. And that brings me into...
Yeah, actually, good one.
What? A slash? Oh, my gosh. The rock. The one rock... Up at the just before we get to the mid level, mid level, that one rock.
You can launch
that thing for days. It'd be very bad. The 48-hour challenge, we always do it for a cause, and this year the person that we asked has said yes. So Gail Perkins will be the person that is our guest for the 48-hour challenge. I will be putting more information about what's afflicting her and what's going on with her. But she is very humble and very thankful, and we just love her to death, and we're very, very happy to have her say yes. So I will be posting up that next week and what she's going through and a little bit of her backstory, just lots of surgeries, just a lot of pain and suffering, and we're going to do that, raise some money for Gail this year. So on to the next. I guess we'll do the People's Choice Awards.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
So for those that have been, I wrote them all down, been following the RC or the Radio Controlled East Coast page knows that I did a People's Choice Awards. I came up and I asked about 50 people in the RC community to give me names under certain account or certain categories that I came up with. I said, give me your top five in every category. Not all 50 people responded, but I got enough where I could continue on with the contest. So after 900 votes for all the categories total, we have winners. So we're going to go through those winners right now and congratulate everybody. So the way we did that, I did some funny things, some weird things. I just like being unique and just having fun and pushing the boundaries of what we do as far as just having fun, right? I mean, no one does this. And some people are like, oh, it's stupid. Other people are like, this is awesome. So we're going with the awesome people. Stupid people get bent. is that wrong?
No.
You said you would talk more.
I did. You
talked about your stuff. You're not talking about anything. Why are you blushing, bro? Just look at him. He's so shy. And he's cute kitty. Two Trevors? So we're going to start it off right quick. And we're going to go with, let's see. The 2018, right, not happening yet, but I asked everybody, who do you think is going to have the biggest impact in 2018? And hands down, everybody said RC four-wheel drive. So congratulations, RC four-wheel drive. No pressure. It's fine. Just do what you do in 2018. We're all watching. The 2017 best product. This was a close one between Traxxas's TX4 and RC four-wheel drive's Marlin Crawler, but RC four-wheel drive Marlin Crawler won out, not hands down, they won the last one hands down, but they won that with a close one with Traxxas, so congratulations, RC Four Wheel Drive. Facebook Famous, this is pages on Facebook that people like, and we actually had a tie with Radio Controlled East Coast page and Scale Builders Guild page, so congratulations, you guys, that's awesome. I put up another one that was, hey, I know him, which is somebody that you've met out on the trails, at comps, on Facebook, social medias, and everything else that, and the winner is me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Where's the applause? No? All right. On my behalf, I'd like to accept this award. So I'm going to save those two for last. And I'm going to go straight to Class Clown. There were some interesting people that was thrown onto the Class Clown, and I'm very happy to say that my boy Woodchuck, a.k.a. Robert Cook III, won Class Clown, hands down. It wasn't even close. Congratulations, Woody. He's in New York right now with his family celebrating a little vacation. The surprise product actually was pretty close, but Traxxas TRX4 won out. So congratulations, Traxxas. Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. This was actually really close between two RCEC drivers. And the one that won is totally Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. Congratulations, Jonathan Baskins, for winning Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. Isn't that funny? It's just like, who better to be Mr. Rogers Neighborhood than John Baskins?
I'd like him as my neighbor.
I'd like him as my neighbor. Well, I don't know. I've been there. I've been to his house. Oh. It ain't that great. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Our RC Enthusiast of 2017 came down to three guys, and it was between me, Brian, and Jamie Morley, which all three, or two minus me, are well-deserving. I did win it. I thank you guys so much for that. It's kind of humbling and hard to accept. But I say thank you for everyone who voted, because that just kind of means we're doing something right, you know? I don't want to take all the credit because it's not just me. But thank you guys. I'm like all shaking and stuff. I'm going to skip that one. let's see. I did the biggest impact product. Famous, hey, I know him. All right, Class Clown, surprise product. All right, these two. These are the two, everybody, that got the most attention and the most votes. So we're going to start with a Scale Masterpiece. Basically, there was five trucks that we put up, and we let people vote on those trucks. And Michael Blazer won. Congratulations. Between Michael Blazer in second place was one vote. But congratulations, Mike. You won. Well deserved. It's a beautiful truck.
Which truck was it?
It was the
Silverado he's building?
No. It's you would ask me. I don't remember. I don't have the picture in front of me. It's one of his trucks. They're amazing.
Well, they're
all his trucks are beautiful.
Great color.
Yeah, so next and last is the Buildmaster. This one had a bunch of people in it, and a lot of the votes were very, you know, close. But there was two guys that broke away with this. And basically what the Buildmaster is, someone who's been building trucks and RCs, will say, for a while, and everybody throughout the year has followed and liked their stuff. And our friend Jonathan Baskins won that category. Congratulations, John, Buildmaster. So there you go, guys. That's 2017's People Choice Awards. Congratulations to all you winners out there. I hope you enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun for me, annoying to count all those votes. I'm going to try and figure out another way to do things for 2018, if you think we should keep doing those things. Was that?
Rollback,
the rollback. Yes. The rollback. Yep. So you guys, thank you for participating in the People's Choice Awards. So that was really awesome, first of all. And seeing what I wanted to do and being a part of it. Look forward to 2018's. We're going to do it even if people don't like it. We don't care. We do what we want.
We like to have fun.
Yeah, we do what we want. Yeah, we've been doing RC for, this will be our fifth year, radio controlled. Hold on, before I move on. Congratulations to all you winners. I don't know if I said that because my mind's going 100 miles an hour. You did?
Okay.
Congratulations to all of you. See, I'm the only one clapping. This jerk over here doesn't care.
Huh? I say congratulations.
But you should be clapping. This is an award ceremony. There we go. You guys are awesome. 2018 looks to be our busiest year. It's our fifth year. We've added so many events this year, so many different things. I am so looking forward to them. Ledge Stock is going to be ridiculous this year. Ridiculous. No one else comes close to this for fests. We put on 15, maybe even 16 events this year, and they go from mild to wild to what the crap is this, Trevor? It's going to be amazing. So stay tuned for Ledge Stock. We got Ultimate Scale Challenge, Ultimate Scale Challenge New Hampshire, Southeast in Connecticut. So there's four USCs with a Grand National Finals, you guys. Grand National Finals, which have not been announced yet. So you heard it here first. It's going to be the top five of every division coming into Connecticut to compete for one gigantic, ridiculous trophy for your division. One winner in each division, that's it. It's the Grand Nationals. No pressure. So that's USC. We're doing the East Coast Rallycross Series, which is going to be awesome. I'm really excited for that. I was going to do racing. I think we're going to do time trials instead because it's going to be way easier to monitor, way easier to get through as far as first time doing stuff. So we work
time trials at first and then just one mass race at the end.
Yeah, we might do that. For fun, because I don't have a transponder system, and since I haven't been working,
break at the end, who cares?
Yeah, I haven't been working, so I haven't been able to save money to buy one, and those are mucho dollars. They're like $3,000. So we're gonna do time trials. Go! Done. Good job, buddy. Yeah. Oh, you hit those things. All right, we'll take those points away. Still working that out. We got the Super Truck Racing League. Which is, if anybody's seen the Super Trucks on TV, it's where they race on pavement and they have jumps. That's pretty much what we'll be doing.
Three-wheeling.
Huh?
Three-wheeling
around the corners. Get that tire in the air, boy. Let's see. What else do we have? Shred the Ledge. Duh. Got Shred the Ledge in Vermont in June, I believe the 27th.
Does that have a name yet?
Huh?
Does that have a name yet?
It does. It's already up there.
Oh, is it?
Yep. So, yeah, it's somewhere. I'll post those. I've been slacking on the Shred the Ledge detail because that's later. We also got the Concrete Crawl, 48-Hour Challenge, Motorama. You guys going to Motorama? That's going to be a great time. That's coming up. That'll help the winter blues for those who are buried in 10 feet of snow and or it's too cold to wheel. So who's that? Hey, guys. Yeah, you missed a lot. That's fine. You can go back and watch it.
Or it's bedtime anyway.
Tomorrow. Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it? Bedtime, yeah. Jerry? Sheesh. You probably had dinner already. Oh, Jerry loves us. So, Tower of Power is probably not going to happen. Just probably not going to happen. Let's see. I think that's it, man. Is there anything you want to say to anybody that may watch this later or is watching it currently?
I don't know. There's probably a bunch of comments in the message.
Oh, yeah. We're not watching the comments. I'll go back and read all the comments you guys
have. I'm sure there's a bazillion questions, but...
Yeah, we missed the questions. Where were you on that? I told you, you were the one to watch the comments. Did I not?
You also said we were going to start with People's Choice Awards, and then you threw me right out of the bus for my trucks. So.
Don't do what I say. No, do what I... Never mind. You're probably right. That's probably what happened.
Hey, Joe.
Joe! What'd Jerry say? Ha-ha, just finished his dinner.
It's probably filet mignon, too.
Filet mignon. Yeah, I don't know. He don't eat like a poor man, does he? He's like, oh, we're here at the coast eating shrimp and lobster.
We're in the middle of the woods in Vermont at 12 o'clock at night, and I'm having shrimp and lobster.
I know. Steak. He does it right.
He does.
We can't be jealous.
I am jealous.
Okay, fair. You want peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and fluff.
Peanut butter and fluff. But I honestly love peanut butter and fluff. Look at me. What makes you think I don't like food in general? Joe, I hope you had fun with Woodchuck today in the NYC and his family. We wish you guys were here with us, but I understand you gotta do other stuff with other people. It's cool. I think that's it. We're at a half an hour. Yeah. 29:48. That we keep looking over here at the podcast because it's recording and it's got the timer on it. You guys have been awesome. Again, thank you so much for checking out the TV show. Share the video. Check out the podcast, which is RCEC Media, if you want to listen to it at work. Bored, whatever. It's a lot of fun to just listen.
I'm going to listen to it, just laugh at myself.
That's it. I was just going to say to have two dudes talk so you can laugh at them. But thank you so much, you guys, for hanging out. And we shall see you next week, same time, same channel.
Covering that.
Do you have a guest next week?
I don't have a guest lined up, but I'm pretty sure Woodchuck is pissed that he's not here, but not pissed because he's with his family because he's very happy about
and
that.
And with Joe and Cap. So
and with Joe and Cap. I mean, he can't be really that mad.
No, he can't.
You know what I mean? He's going to miss the first couple of times. So next week, same time, we'll probably have another guest. It could be Woodchuck. Could be someone else. And stay
could
positive.
Could be sitting here by yourself.
Could just be me.
Could be.
Ah! Oh, yeah. You like my Red Bull? Yeah. Remember, guys, stay positive, have fun, remember what you're in this hobby for, and that's to have fun. Enjoy yourself, guys.
Peace.